Hi, I'm Chris Neeland, host of the new podcast, Cult Brand Secrets, brought to you by The Gathering and Evergreen Podcasts. The Gathering is a Forbes top-rated business summit and a masterclass for brand and business leaders hoping to reap the benefits of cult-like adoration. Every year, The Gathering brings together disruptors from around the globe to learn from and to celebrate the leaders behind some of the most iconic brands in the world, like Marvel, Skittles, Beats by Dre, Yeti, and the Dallas Cowboys. For the first time ever, this podcast will give you access to some of the exclusive business leader learnings from The Gathering's past events. On our free version, you can hear short excerpts from these presentations in your favorite podcast app. For access to full episodes, visit cultbrandsecrets.com and subscribe to premium. I always knew that Marvel was cool, but the most pleasant surprise when I did the Marvel brand evaluation for their participation in The Gathering 2019 was to discover how cool Mindy Hamilton is. Mindy is the Senior Vice President over Global Marketing Partnerships for Marvel Studios, which I think everyone knows is owned by the Walt Disney Company. She's this horse-loving Southern gal now living amidst the glitz and glam of Hollywood and applying her formidable experience for decades working with some of the biggest entertainment properties and biggest brands in the world and now applying that to the different Marvel franchises. You know, at one point in the presentation, Mindy casually refers to marketers as orators. And I really thought that was interesting. I looked it up, and the definition of an orator is someone who speaks in public eloquently or effectively by using phrases that appeal chiefly to one's emotions. Now, Marvel film creators have certainly learned how to do that, and they have mastered emotional storytelling in all of their movies. But interestingly to me, so has Mindy and the marketing department. You know, her job in particular is to work with this who's who's list of strategic partners, mega brands like Audi or Harley Davidson, Coca-Cola, MasterCard, really dozens more that range from everything like auto insurance to fast food to even Ziploc storage bags. All these different brands are lining up to piggyback off of Marvel's amazing brand equity. And it's really Mindy's job to make sure that her team crafts deals that will enhance the Marvel experience and enhance the brand and absolutely never detract from it. So I hope that as you listen to Mindy speak, you'll take notes of two things in particular. First, understand that Marvel is not about superheroes. They have transcended beyond characters, and they're really about epic storytelling and the power of the human spirit. You know, those are two things that we need better represented in more brands and in different categories. Secondly, Mindy references something about this interact instead of transact. That's just so key for us to remember as marketers. It's not difficult to find ways to bribe or to cajole someone to purchase. But cult branding isn't about getting more people to buy. It's about getting more people to buy in. And when they buy in, they will transact more because they interact more. This short episode features some excerpts from Mindy's 40-minute talk at The Gathering, and it provides a fraction of some of the potent information that she shared in her full presentation. To hear more about Mindy's insights and the genius behind Marvel's storytelling, check out Cult Brand Secrets Premium. By subscribing to our premium plan, you'll gain access to full presentations by the most well-known brands in the world from The Gathering's past events. All right, that's enough for me. Let's listen to Mindy's presentation at The Gathering 2019, and then I'll come back at the end.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you to all The Gathering folks. You guys have been amazing. Chris, Bradley, Josh, my man who's keeping me going from building to building so I don't get lost. So I just want to say thank you for that. Yes, I'm holding Kleenex. You're going to get all kinds of secrets out of me today because I am jacked up on cold medicine. So this is going to be a wild, wild ride. Anyway, so I'm thrilled to be here. Do we have Marvel fans in the house, I hope? Yes. Woo! Keep me honest here then. So if I step aside, somebody I'm sure is going to flag it and go, that happened in 1976 and it was right before Holt met so-and-so and all of that. So I'm still getting up to speed on that front. But I think we can all agree that we all believe in the power of the narrative, right? Clear, powerful storytelling. I mean, at the end of the day, we're marketers and we're always trying to make that connection with our customers and with our fans. We want to amplify the souls and the heart of our brand and make that connection. And really in a saturated marketplace, it gets harder and harder to soar and rise above all this shit. If I'm right, I mean, our jobs are getting harder and harder on a daily basis. But as amplifiers and orators, this is our job. It takes courage every day, day in and day out, especially at Marvel where the bar was doing this and now we don't even see the bar. I'm like, the bar's somewhere way, way, way up there. So what's the secret sauce? We don't just make superhero films. I would argue when people ask that, they're like, hey, superhero, him, how long is that gonna last? You know, is it gonna just, you know, sort of go away? And I would argue that we're actually making genre films that just happen to feature superheroes in them. Basically, everything we do connects with our fans on some level in one of these tenets, whether it's heartfelt, action, they could come in the door for the humor, they could come in the door for what is going on with that particular character, i.e. Doctor Strange, and how it was a rags to ruin and then had to reinvent himself. Everything connects. We see ourselves in these characters, so they transcend beyond just the superhero elements. At the core, it's epic storytelling with the human spirit. Keep that one, rip that one off, borrow it, steal it, keep it. Because that, at the end of the day, I don't care what you're selling, toothpaste or toilet paper, you really need to figure out what is that storytelling and how do you incorporate that human spirit. Affectionately called by the fan press, the House of Ideas, whether it was our comics, our films, licensing, digital, social, whatever it may be, the one thing we agreed to do was to remain true to our mantra, which is reflect the world outside your window. And we've done that day in, day out, no matter what new business, no matter what piece of content or story we tell. Sometimes that view is uncomfortable and we don't shy away from it. We keep it. Another big tenet is extend our narrative. This for me is one of the most fun things we get to do in partnerships, is that we do get to extend that narrative. A lot of times I am embargoed on content, characters, who I can talk about, when I can talk about, you have no idea. And so one of the cool things that we get to do is extend and create some original storylines. When the first Ant-Man came to screen, right before it, we worked with Google and actually created original content in world, dumped it out into the universe. Fans went nuts. They went nuts. And it brought in new fans because it allowed us to introduce Scott, an Ant-Man character, before he hit the big screen. Another one that was really special where we got to extend our narrative was our Coke Hulk Ant-Man. This was a Super Bowl spot campaign that launched well before Cap Civil War. Why it was cool and why it was a risk, and this is where I love these guys when I can go talk to them and tell them, I have an idea, please go with me. And they did. I told them about this spot, told them what we wanted to do. The first thing you get is, you know, Kevin said, how's this going to work? Hulk and Ant-Man have never even met on screen. And I'm like, how cool would that be for the fans to talk about? How cool would that be as a marketing beat and something to give back and deepen that emotional connection? And he went, okay, I'm open to it. The other thing was it was happening well outside of the theatrical partnership. So it was considered more evergreen franchise, if you will. You have to be willing. It was our first time. And thankfully, everybody went on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride with me, and we allowed this to come to screen. The fans literally went nuts because their minds were melting, going, oh my God, what does this mean? Hulk and Ant-Man have just met in a Coke commercial. What's happening in the next Captain America film? Interact, not transact. For me, this is one of the most important ones. We lose sight of this all the time. We're so busy trying to figure out the KPIs and how to get the sale and answer to all the other masters that we have back at the ranch. Interact, not transact. If you interact, you will win every time, I promise you. Stick with it. Last but not least, authenticity and story. I've talked about it throughout today. Key, key, key. That's probably a the most giant guiding principle at Marvel. If you're not, fans and your consumers will smell it a mile away. So wrapping up, you know, these are the things. I mean, at the end of the day, what I would tell you is remember to own your story. Make it relatable. We all just want to feel connected to something at the end of the day, the human spirit, right? That's where it is. Make that connection and ask yourselves as you're approaching it, is it ownable? Is it discoverable? Is it shareable? And is it authentic? You've got to stamp out complacency and hesitancy. There's no place for it in our business. If you want to succeed, I want to succeed. If we fall in line with every other marketing campaign that we see out there, you will fall behind. We will all fall behind if you do that. So what I would say is get out there, continue to have grit and courage and do cool shit. Keep doing it.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not, it's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Man, Mindy gave us so much good advice there. My fear is that some of you listening are going to ignore it because you're going to dismiss Marvel as some kind of exception. You're not going to connect the dots between their success and your current situation. But let me remind you of something. Back in 1996, Marvel Entertainment went bankrupt. Even in 2000, they reportedly only had $3 million left in the bank. They were down to 250 employees, and there was no signs of their future success. But over the last 20 years, Marvel rebranded itself, and they rebuilt itself, and they're now reaching a far wider audience and more markets than ever before. For decades, they failed to create the kind of success that they enjoy today. In 2002, they went hat in hand to investors to raise over $500 million to get some funding to do something that was completely new to them, and that was to launch this in-house movie studio and to create this cinematic universe that was unlike anything the world has ever seen. Most people doubted them. In fact, they had to get some second-rate director and some lead actor who just got out of prison because the most legit players in the space thought that Marvel was crazy. And honestly, they were. But genius and remarkable requires a bit of crazy. Since 2008, Marvel Studios has released 19 different films, grossing nearly $20 billion. They also now have 10 television series in the works. Everything they do seems to turn to gold, but that's only because they're now reaping benefits of having done so much hard work of not just creating a company, but of creating a cult-like brand that people actually give a damn about. I hope you enjoyed these curated parts of Mindy's presentation, and I highly recommend listening to the complete episode by subscribing to Cult Brand Secrets Premium. Subscribe today and you'll receive our special early bird pricing, available only for a limited time. Subscribe or learn more at cultbrandsecrets.com. Once again, this is your host, Chris Neeland, and you've been listening to Cult Brand Secrets, where we explore the great speakers and insights shared at The Gathering, a Forbes top-rated business summit. Learn more about The Gathering at cultgathering.com. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate and review us on your podcast app. It really helps. Cult Brand Secrets is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com. Special thanks to Connor Standish and Laura Winter for their assistance in making this podcast possible. Also, I'd like to thank our producer and audio engineer, William Pritz, as well as executive producers David Moss and Bridget Coyne. I'm your host, Chris Neeland. Thanks for listening.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about, and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.